Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Environmental groups are expressing alarm this week after the Trump administration announced its final plan to roll back protections for many of the country's waterways. The new regulations would make it easier for industry to dump pollution into streams and wetlands, and it would pave the way for more development, especially in the West. The Center for Biological Diversity says it would leave more than 95% of the waterways in Arizona and New Mexico unprotected. The center's government affairs director, Brett Hartle, is based in Arizona, and he joins us now. Hi, Brett.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Trump administration is calling this the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. It is a looser interpretation of the Clean Water Act from 1972 and a rollback of protections that President Obama had created. How concerned are you?
We are very concerned, and I think everyone should. The name Navigable Waters Protection Act really actually captures the heart of the problem. When Congress passed the Clean Water Act, they said that the law was designed to protect navigable waters, which they defined as the waters of the United States. And that's a pretty fuzzy term. And what's happening is that the Trump administration is taking this incredibly myopic view that the only thing that we should be protecting are navigable waters and things that directly connect to them.
Big bodies of water. So in other words, not ephemeral streams that come and go with rain or weather.
That's right. So many streams and many headwaters, so the farther up the hill you go from the river, aren't flowing most of the year, but they feed into these rivers. They provide critical pollutant trapping and sediment protection and runoff, you know, to avoid bad floods. And all of these will be no longer protected. So you can, as you said, you can pave over them. And over time, that impacts all the way down the river because all waters are really connected.
Why is this particularly harmful, in your opinion, in the western United States? Could you give me a clear example?
Sure. So the western half of the country, if you go from sort of Texas and draw a line up to North Dakota and go west of that, is considered arid. There's not a lot of rain, which means that most streams and rivers are not permanent or even sort of seasonal. In Arizona, where I'm from, rivers might only have water in them 10, 15 days a year. Some years, if it's a drought, maybe just a few or none. But that doesn't mean that there's no water. It just means that the water is moving through the ground under the surface. And all of the trees can draw from it. It's how the entire ecosystem still functions. But because it's not on the surface, the Trump administration says the Clean Water Act no longer applies.
And to lose those protections, what's the effect of it on people, on drinking water?
Yeah, so if the Clean Water Act doesn't apply, that means you can dump pollution without even having a permit. There's simply no regulation. You could fill it. You can alter that river or stream or wetland, so you can excavate it with a bulldozer. And that means more pollution in the water, more pollution in fish if you go fishing. And ultimately, it makes it harder to keep drinking water clean because there's so much more pollution in it.
Is it useful to look back at what these bodies of water were like before the protections were in place, like before the Clean Water Act of 1972? What did we see in those bodies of water?
The worldview before the Clean Water Act was that everybody had a right to pollute the water. The Clean Water Act switched that and said, you no longer have the right to pollute our water. And by basically eliminating protections for about half the nation's wetlands and many, many streams and rivers, that presumption against pollution goes away. So there's not one place where it's going to be terrible tomorrow, but just imagine if thousands and thousands of people start polluting more, what that would do downstream to water quality.
But what do you say to the argument that these Obama restrictions and the Clean Water Act went too far, that they were too much of a burden on business? Farmers and home builders would have to draw a permit every time they wanted to do something, and that it hurt the economy?
Well, the changes that Obama made followed very closely with what the Supreme Court said was the right interpretation of the Clean Water Act. And frankly, the Obama regulations were challenged immediately and never went into effect. So there's simply no factual basis to say they caused economic harm. The Clean Water Act has always allowed development. There have always been specific provisions that carve out for farmers, and it was designed to balance development with the needed mitigation and environmental protections of water. So if you had to develop or if you had to pollute, we did so in the best possible way with the least harm to people and the environment. And that still would have been the case.
Brett, why not leave this up to the states to regulate?
Because the federal government has to set the floor for what is acceptable protections. And some states do a fantastic job. California has a very strong state-level Clean Water Act that provides even stronger protections than the federal government has ever contemplated. But again, if you go next door to where I live in Arizona, Arizona has very, very limited state powers when it comes to protecting waters. So you have this strange mishmash, and water flows downstream. And it's not going to be really a lot of comfort if you're a downstream state and the upstream state is doing all sorts of terrible things, you know, in the names of making it easier for business, because you have to clean it up if you are the downstream state.
Brett Hartle, Government Affairs Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. Brett, thanks for your time.
Thank you.